Welcome to the First Over 40 podcast again. I'm your host, Christina Steed. Hope everyone has been well since our last episode together. I just want to thank everyone who listened, gave feedback, gave comments, gave encouragement, gave testimony as to how this podcast resonated with some things that they've been thinking about or going through. I really appreciate it. And as I mentioned, kind of the purpose of this podcast is really based in the power of sharing stories and sharing reflections that can help other people and create conversations. So with that, I want to kind of dig into some topics. But before I get there, I have been kind of workshopping and thinking about the format of this podcast and kind of how I want it to go and how I want it to be. And for me, I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be about reflections. I have a blog on my website, ChristinaSteed.com, called Pages Ponderings. Pages is my middle name, and it was rooted in similarly sharing thoughts and ideas around things that I was thinking about. It was mostly pop culture trends and topics, but really, I think for this podcast, it's going to center around a lot of the work that I've been doing about mindfulness and creating space and growth and being in this decade and what that all means and some learnings that I'm having. So that's kind of, it will have that same spirit. And I am recording in a city, so you will hear some ambient noise in the background of cars and buses and things. So with that, I will have, you know, reflections, but also, as I mentioned on my Instagram handle at First Over 40, I want to bring in friends of mine who have stories that they want to share and really just be in conversation and make space. And as I told a friend of mine, create virtual salons, which I will be hosting actual salons in the future, but have a salon and conversation around different topics that resonate with the listenership. And really things that I've been talking about with friends over the years that have impacted my life and have been an impact in theirs. So stay tuned for that. And with that, I did kind of want to share and reflect on some recent firsts for me that came about within the last 2 weeks. So it's been about a couple weeks since I've recorded last. And a recent first was me and my husband for the 4th of July ended up staying in town. We're usually on the road. We are deep travel folk. But this year we kind of stayed locally in Chicago, and we stumbled upon the 4th of July celebration off 53rd Street. And it was really, really beautiful. There was a jazz band out there playing and a lot of kids activities. And we kind of just sat in the park, had a great conversation, listened to the nearby fountain, and it was just a great moment to kind of decompress after a lot of stuff that we've been going through, which I'll kind of talk about in a little bit. That was a great kind of first for me and discovering something in my own neighborhood in the South Side. The other thing was I got to spend some time with some millennials on the rooftop of the Hoxton Hotel in the West Loop. We were at the pool chilling and having a great time. And my podcast actually came up and we were talking about it. And I, you know, shared with them, I'm over 40 and this is kind of where I'm going. And of course, that's a humble brag. They were like, oh my God, you're over 40. You look like us. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, yes, ladies, keep it coming. Love it. Love it. Yes. My skin routine is kind of deep, but just to have conversation with them about their first and what they're going through, which, you know, very similar to what I was going through at their age. But of course, and through a different lens, and having social media as an issue in their lives, and having, you know, anxiety and pressure, but really having the tools to deal with it and being open and honest and talking to each other about what they need, which I thought was really beautiful. And it made me reflect on, I had seen these two movies on Netflix like a couple months ago, Someone Great with Gina Rodriguez and Dawana Weiss, Dawana from She's Gotta Have It. on Netflix, and Wine Country with Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and some other ladies from Saturday Night Live. And the juxtaposition of the ladies and someone great who are millennials and Gen Zers, and Wine Country, Gen X women, some even probably boomer women, and kind of how they're living through their feminism, living through their lives in these different age brackets, and what it means to be a woman. And actually, in Wine Country, they were celebrating their friend's 50th birthday. And in Someone Great, Gina Rodriguez's character is going through relationship challenges and issues and thinking through, like, well, what am I going to do with my life? Should I leave New York or go someplace? So I thought it was interesting kind of being in the middle with my age and looking at, do I identify with the women of more so the women of Wine Country or more so the women in Someone Great? And I kind of came to the conclusion it's an amalgamation of both. Because I do have thoughts and inclinations and actions that are rooted from a millennial standpoint or a Gen Z standpoint. And it could be the industry that I work in, just, you know, wanting to be on the pulse of what's new and forthcoming. But then also, in thinking about the Wine Country and women who are over 50, like being, you know, just comfortable in my own skin, knowing that no is a complete sentence, liking the finer things in life. So, you know, there's nothing, you cannot drag me out to hang at a bar after 10 o'clock. I'm more so the go to Napa Valley, sip on a little bit of champagne, sit by a bonfire, watch the ocean waves. Like, that's my thing right now. So, and it's kind of always been my thing. I've always been an old soul, but when I was in my 20s, definitely was wrapped up in wanting to be around friends, and friends wanted to be at bars and hang out and kick it, and that's what I did. So I just thought that was interesting. And also, you know, as I mentioned, being with these millennials chilling at the rooftop pool, I was the oldest person in that group, and I am never the oldest person in a group of women. I'm usually the youngest. So that was also different and new and a first for me, being it wasn't in a college setting. It was like I was hanging out with a bunch of girls who were not in my age group, and the youngest I think was like in her late 20s. So but anyway, I just wanted to share that as a first. But now I want to move on to the topic that I want to kind of cover today. And it deals with this concept of the season of separation. So I have been experiencing separation, as well as a lot of other friends of mine are in a season of separation, whether that's divorce, whether that's new jobs, whether that's new habits, death. I have recently had to grapple with significant deaths in my life recently. And just kind of what is the lesson in observing someone else go through separation and also going through separation myself. So I kind of wanted to talk about that. So for me, I'll start with the death part. So right now I am experiencing death, I think, in a totally different way than I have ever experienced death before. So for me, as I think about the significant deaths in my life over the years, going from my grandmother when I was in like the seventh grade to my favorite aunt when I was a junior in college, to a good friend of mine passing last year, and it was a total shock and really knocked me off my ass, I will tell you, to my father-in-law passing recently. Just really trying to conceptualize or contextualize my relationship with death and how to process. And as I am, well, I probably hadn't mentioned yet, but I've been doing a lot of work, reading, going to workshops, just observing, listening to podcasts and YouTube, videos about mindfulness and about meditation and really reading about the power of the energy that we all have in our bodies and how we can control how we react to situations. We can't control what happens in the world. We cannot control people, places, or things. Folks who have been through 12-step know you can't control people, places, or things. But you can control your reaction to them. You can control your emotions towards them. You can control how you react within a situation. And it takes practice. It takes being very mindful and being very intentional about how you expend your energy towards the situation. And so with the recent deaths that I have experienced, I think the past me definitely reacted to death from a place of lack, from a place of something has been taken, I've been robbed, how unfair it is that this person's life is over when they've given so much more to give. I think about my first celebrity whose death like really impacted me, and it was Aaliyah. And I remember thinking a very terrible, evil thought that, why couldn't you have taken somebody else? And I'm not going to name the person, the artist. I was like, dang, she was so talented and beautiful and was such a light in the world. And why would you take her versus another person? And I have had some major growth since then. And I don't necessarily think that way anymore. But I will tell you sometimes it's a nagging little thought that's at the surface, and we're all human and, sometimes have those thoughts. So, for me though, my evolution in terms of my relationship with death or understanding of death is that we are, and this is Wayne Dyer and kind of that school of thought around Deepak Chopra, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience here on earth, and that once this experience ends, when we transcend and transition, that's not it. But nobody knows for sure what's next. But just being, you know, in a space where if someone does leave, their energy, their memory, their legacy is still around us and surrounding us and enveloping us, and we have access to that because we have access to God, we have access to all the energy in the universe. So that's how I try to think of it now, and it helps. It doesn't stop the hurt, it doesn't stop the tears, but it does help for me to not get into the tailspin of why God, why this person, why this way, why the cancer, why the suicide, why the dementia, why. And let me tell you, I will still ask those questions because I'm a thinking type A intellectual person. So I'm always going to try to unpack things, but I let myself ask the question. I let myself feel the feels, and then I come back to you. But remember, they're not totally gone. Their energy is still here. As long as you love them, love transcends. So that's kind of my perspective on the death thing, which has been looming and been around really for the past 6 months in prominence because of some major passings of people in my life. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is, again, a good number of close girlfriends have gone through divorce recently. And these women are working through their divorces, I think, each in a unique way and in a very powerful way for them that I so respect and I so admire. And I just think they, you know, I'm going to say Gwyneth Paltrow's conscious uncoupling, but they are super conscious in the space of their separation from someone that they've loved all their life, that they, you know, are not making it work with at this time, but they are choosing to move on so that both of them can have great lives and another great love. And man, that is, to me, on another level of maturity, on another level of growth, that And this is something that I've realized, that, you know, you can have loved someone and it not work out and still love them, but just not be with them. And that is, and these women that, there's at least 5 women that I know who are going through this right now. A range in age from early 30s to mid 40s, and are just doing it so beautifully. And now the dating thing, that's another situation. They not loving the dating part, but I think the most important part is them reclaiming themselves and maintaining themselves, maintaining their sanity, maintaining their beauty, maintaining their self-love, because if they know that if that erodes, it's going to be even harder for them to have a positive relationship with this separation in their lives. So shout out to those ladies. I think it's a beautiful example. I wanted to share that for those who maybe are going through that or have contemplated that. The other thing I wanted to talk about is separation from jobs. So again, there's a lot of people that I know who are going through job changes and looking at opportunities in a totally different way. I was listening to a podcast, I believe it was Oprah Super Soul Sunday, and the speaker was talking about looking at life from a perspective of curiosity. And I think that that is a great way to frame up someone's job change or career change. Thinking about what are you curious about that's next in your life, and what do you want to do? And I think that this decade is a great decade for that. I'm reminded of a coworker who left our agency, moved to LA, went back to school to follow her dream of being a writer in Hollywood. And after many years and a lot of hard work and a lot of determination, she now has her own show on BET working with Will Packer. And I'm so proud of her. So she is just an example, and somebody over 40. Hello. So over 40, following her dream after having had a great career in public relations and communications, and I'm sure having used that those skills to bring to her new job. So just some great I think encouragement there. And then new habits, so separating from the bad or previous habits and going into what is a new habit. So for me, an example of that is my workout routine. I have separated from thinking I can't get up early in the morning and get my ass either on the lakefront, whether it's with my 2 legs just walking, whether it's with some wheels on a bike, or whether it's wheels in my car taking my ass to the gym to get this weightlifting situation going on. I am no longer not going to have movement in my life on a regular basis. Even if I'm tired, even if I'm sick, then I'll just ratchet it down. I'll just do some yoga. And you guys know, for those who know me, I am a yoga queen. Started doing yoga when I was in, actually, was I? Yeah, I was in my 20s. It was my first internship in PR at Fleischmann Hiller. We had a group outing, and the group outing was to a yoga studio. How dope was that? And that began my love of yoga, and I have been doing yoga ever since. And then I have folded in Qigong and Tai Chi and just stretching in general, and Pilates in particular, because Pilates is great for ab work and leg work and strength work and core work. So with that, I think, you know, just having a belief around I will not be separate from my mind and body and spirit will all be together. And so we will do movement for all of them. So for my mind, it's journaling and writing and being creative and doing the work at work. For the body, it's varying up the different exercises. And for my spirit, it's praying, it's meditation, it's attending church, and it's doing this podcast. So thank you all so much for listening to the second episode, and stay tuned for what I talked about in the beginning in terms of the different format and introducing some guests. And really, you know, I really want to focus on sharing stories of good friends of mine that you might not know, because I think we get a lot of great perspective from celebrities on celebrity platforms, but the folks that you may have seen but you know may not know intimately, I think it's great to just learn from them and get perspective from them and grow. So with that, I'll just wrap it up with a final takeaway in terms of self-care, which I'm, you know, trying to do more of. For me, my self-care has been, I was like so tired from a work day, and usually my schedule, I'll work out in the morning, go to work, come home, and then either be writing or taking a class on Teachable, or you know, just trying to always be productive until I lay my head down to go to sleep. And I mean, to tell you, yesterday I was so tired and just not in a good space. And I was like, you know, just chill, Christina, just chill. So I literally laid down, ate some chocolate covered strawberries that my husband had picked up, and watched an episode or two or three or four of In the Heat of the Night, which was like a very favorite show of my mom's. And now I can watch it as an adult and appreciate all that's going on in that show. So with that, I really appreciate you guys joining me for this episode of First Over 40, and more to come. Stay tuned. You can keep in touch with me at First Over 40 on Instagram and at CC Steed. I look forward to talking with you guys, chatting with you, engaging with you, and continue to be blessed and love yourself more. All right. Take care. Peace.